This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Old City District with Job Itzkowitz. He's executive director, and we're talking about Old City Eats, which is underway now. So this is the second year. Explain what this is.
Sure. This is our annual happy hour promotion. We're now in our second year, and we'll have 25 bars and restaurants participating this summer. Thursday nights from 5 to 8 p.m., head down to Old City. You can enjoy $5 cocktails, $4 beers, and half off at least one appetizer at every restaurant.
Now, you say happy hour, but I know that your focus is on food, especially since the name is called Old City Eats.
That's absolutely right. We really want to let people know what great dining options we have here in Old City. So, you know, come down after work, enjoy a drink, but really try all the delicious food we have to offer.
So the food is discounted.
That's right. There'll be at least one half-off appetizer at every participating restaurant.
And it takes place when?
Thursdays, all summer long, through the end of August, 5 to 8 p.m. in Old City.
So people are familiar with sips, for example. That's drinking in the city, discounted drinks on Wednesdays. But Eats is Thursdays in Old City.
That's right. So Eats is on Thursdays in Old City, and it is a food emphasis. Of course, it's happy hour, and we know what happy hours are. But this is a place it's a bit more mellow. Come down, hang out with friends and family, have some bites to eat, maybe stick around for dinner, have, you know, a drink or two.
How many participants?
There will be more than 25 participating bars and restaurants.
And who are some of the new participants for Old City Eats?
Well, we're very excited to welcome several new participants this year. Khyber Pass Pub, which is a long-term Old City restaurant, is joining us this year to participate, as well as Capofito, which is one of our newer restaurants. Red Owl Tavern, that's located in the Monaco, as well as Max Tavern.
What are some of the highlights? Can you tell us like what we can look forward to? You mentioned half-price appetizers.
Right. So this summer, Khyber Pass Pub, who I mentioned, is joining us. They'll be serving fried okra with Alabama white barbecue, as well as cocktails like Hurricanes and Victory Braumeister Pils as their beer offer. Revolution House is joining us again this year. They'll be offering firecracker shrimp at half price all summer long, as well as a cocktail made up of vodka, lemonade, and iced tea, and Victory Summer Love. Our sponsor this year for alcohol is Faber, which is an artisanal, locally manufactured distillery, and Penn Beer is sponsoring our beer.
It seems like you have an appetizer, a cocktail, and a beer for a special one for every restaurant, for Eats?
That's right. Each restaurant has their own special offer. And so you go to one, have a drink, have an appetizer, and go to the next one. You can really sample all of them, and hopefully by the end of the summer, you'll be able to make it to all of our restaurants.
Is there a special Old City Eats only menu?
For Old City Eats, yes. The offer is that this beer will be discounted, this cocktail will be discounted, and at least one appetizer will be discounted.
But the menu, this might be something you'd be able to get other days of the week?
Oh, yes. You can absolutely try some of those delicious food items, cocktails, and beers throughout the rest of the week. And we invite everyone to taste it on Thursday, come back Friday and Saturday, and make a reservation for dinner.
What have you learned last year about Old City Eats that you're implementing again now in the second year? I mean, what kind of an impact did Eats have?
Well, we got really positive feedback from our restaurants. Last year, we had a similar number, and almost all of them decided to come back and participate again this year. And that says to us, look, people know that Old City has restaurants, but sometimes they need a little prompt or a little bit of a reminder. And this is our opportunity to spread the word and say, hey, Old City is a dining destination.
What can you tell me about Old City being a dining destination? Some people think of it as a party destination.
Well, you know, I really think we've shed that reputation. In my youth, there were far more nightclubs, and we don't have nightclubs like that anymore. We have bars, we have restaurants, but this is a place where we have Fork and High Street. This is a place where Nick Elmy just announced that he'll be the chef at a new restaurant. We have Jose Garces here. We still have Steven Star Classics here. And we're getting more and more three-bell reviews for our restaurants here. This is a place to come down and have a really nice quality meal or have a more relaxing casual meal. It's not really the party atmosphere that it may have been 10 years ago.
Where does Old City reside in Philadelphia's food scene?
I think Old City is at the top of Philadelphia's food scene. I mean, We have probably more restaurants per capita than any other neighborhood. We have new and exciting restaurateurs who are looking to open here. We have a great chef reputation, and there's so much variety, so many different types of cuisines that there's really something for everyone in Old City.
Where can people get more information about Old City Eats?
You can find more information about Old City Eats on the district's website, www.oldcitydistrict.org/oldcityeats.
So this is really a way for you to get people to come and try out new restaurants without having to spend on a full meal.
That's exactly right. We'd like people to come down, try a restaurant. Maybe they like it and they come back and they try another one and come back to that. And, you know, it only complements the overall Old City experience, which includes eating and dining, but also shopping, grabbing a coffee. I mean, it's really a complete neighborhood with full retail and dining options.
Now, what did the restaurants tell you about the kind of impact that Old City Eats had on the rest of the year?
I spoke with one of the restaurant owners who suggested that his business was up 20% on Thursday nights during Old City Eats last year, and that it helps build the reputation of the neighborhood as a dining destination.
All right. What are you most looking forward to this summer with Eats? Anything you want to eat?
I absolutely want to try some of the fried calamari with cherry peppers at Red Owl Tavern. That sounds delicious to me.
All right, Job Itzkowitz is executive director of the Old City District here in Old City. Old City Eats runs now through?
Through the end of August.
And the website for more information is?
oldcitydistrict.org/oldcityeats.
Thank you so much, Job.
Thank you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.